There are times when nature demonstrates how to recover from unexpected events, if we take a moment to notice it. Today, Jane Andrews looks at a big demolition project in a much smaller way. This is A Walk in the Park.
It's not a pretty sight outside my window these days. Our wooden deck had to be demolished in order to put in a new septic device. A lot of expense and upheaval that eventually will, once again, be something invisible that we easily take for granted. I didn't see the demolition. I simply came home to a deck that was no longer there. A small upheaval compared to many around the world right now. As I gazed at the leftover evidence of debris, broken concrete, old wood and dirt, I found myself standing there, processing the changes. From inside the house, I looked out and saw a chipmunk processing the changes too. To him, there used to be a deck there, with bird feeders and food and tunnels he excavated himself preparing for winter. As the chipmunk surveyed the remains of the property, to me, it resembled a microcosm, a miniature version of wartime destruction. I wished I could tell the chipmunk that a new deck will soon be built with bird feeders and food, and to warn him that things will get worse before they get better, with major equipment coming in to dig a ditch to place the septic unit. My heart aches for people suffering in the world today. It took this cute little chipmunk for me to more fully get in touch with my feelings. It took seeing the crumbled building material and the dusty smell of concrete to more fully empathize with the families uprooted, dealing with profound loss. If there is anything I take away from observing this example of nature, it's resilience. Even with the major excavation equipment soon making its mark, this chipmunk is capable of rebuilding and getting back on track before winter temperatures persuade him to get some well-earned sleep. Sometimes we are given opportunities to explore how we feel from safe distances. Any other time, I may not have picked up on how a short observation of nature would help me process how I feel.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.